The U.S. Treasury Secretary isn't that worried about the stock market gyrations, but he's watching them. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The gyration so far today is generally up Asia, Europe, and U.S. futures. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong closed up 2.9%. The Nikkei Index in Japan, which had entered so-called bear territory, went up nearly 6% today. In London, as we speak, the FTSE 100 is up 2.4%. Here, the Dow future is up 1.25%, as if the Dow were up about 196 points. The S&P future up 1.3%. The NASDAQ future up 1.7%. Some of this is the price of oil back above $30 a barrel in both New York and European trading. But market players this month have been prone to deep mood swings amid persistent dread that China's economy lands hard or that the oil market dips insanely low. What does one of the most powerful figures in both the U.S. and global financial system think about this?
I am cautiously optimistic, watching many areas where there are downside risks. I think that it's important not to let downside risks become self-fulfilling prophecies.
That is Jack Lew, the United States Secretary of the Treasury, speaking at the World Economic Forum at the Swiss ski resort of Davos today.
I think that the state of our financial system is not the same today as it was before the financial crisis. We in the U.S., government in the U.K., Europe, around the world, there is a different degree of capital. There are different levels of tools in terms of transparency and the ability to not have there be contagion that spread through our financial system. I don't think we're in the same place, and I don't think we're seeing the signs of weakness in our financial systems.
He was asked about the market turbulence by our partner broadcaster, the BBC.
Every day I look to see if that's changed. I'm not one who takes for granted that what was true yesterday is true tomorrow. But I'm also not one who takes hour-to-hour developments in markets and assumes that that is necessarily a direct indicator of what's to come.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary in Davos. That annual conference is about powerful people gathering to chew on the future of the economy, markets, income inequality, the plot to create an emerging market rival to the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. The so-called BRICS Bank was hatched at a previous Davos gathering, but it's also about being seen in fancy company. The online business publication Quartz likes to give a virtual gold star to someone every day at the conference. I checked in with Jason Carrion, senior European correspondent for Quartz, who's in Davos. Hello there.
Hello.
The gang at Quartz bestow a title, the Davos winner of the day. I mean, what do you got to do to be a winner?
Everybody is kind of, singing from the same hymn sheet. To sort of rise above, you need to either be contrarian or, some sort of ostentatious display or something like that. And so I'm speaking to you now sort of, we're midway through the conference, and already Justin Trudeau of Canada is putting in a very strong performance. He's new, he's fresh-faced, he's dynamic. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there. The markets are tanking while everyone's here. The Chinese economy that's slowing quite rapidly. And so amidst all that, you have this, Canadian with a sparkly smile talking about immigration, equality, innovation, all these things that the Davos set swoons over.
All right, so maybe he'll end up as winner of the day. Who else you got there on the short list?
Kind of an abstract one. It would be Europe itself. There was a lot of kind of a love-in, actually, about Europe, which is very rare these days. We have David Cameron of the UK putting forth his case. There will be a vote in Britain probably this year about whether to remain in the EU. And he clearly wants to stay in, but he also needs to serve some interests back home who want to stay out. And he got support from, of all people, French officials. We had also the Greek prime minister and the German finance minister who have been sparring for, a good year now on stage together, sort of not openly quarreling. So Europe and the European Union definitely have a tendency to come together at the last minute despite and against all odds. They have a massive capacity to sort of fudge difficult decisions and keep muddling along.
Anything from the private sector in terms of a possible Quartz Davos winner of the day?
Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook had quite a good quote saying that, men have been running the world and it's not going so well. Gender equality has been a rising issue at Davos for many years now, but now it seems to be, very mainstream, which is kind of a ridiculous thing to say, but people are talking about it and not in a pandering sense, but in a genuine sort of making the business case, making the social case, making the moral case. Definitely Sandberg has put herself forward for many years now, but especially at Davos, and really made a strong case for that. So I think that she's definitely set her stall out as somebody who's risen above the fray, as it were.
Jason Carrion, senior Europe correspondent for the business publication Quartz, speaking from Davos, Switzerland. Thank you. General Electric announces fourth quarter profits this morning. The company is deep into a branches to roots overhaul that involves selling off most of its financial business, as well as its washers and dryers and refrigerator business, to refocus on industrial and medical products. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at how that's working.
GE has this series of ads where it pokes a bit of fun at itself and its shifting identity. In this one, a young guy announces he's taken a developer job at GE to blank looks from his friends.
Do you know what GE is?
This is huge for me. I'm thrilled.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. No, you should be.
This
yeah.
is awesome.
Gonna be a pilot?
Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
GE is quite a different company, and it's also the same company it's always been.
Gordon says that shedding much of its financial arm has been smart. GE's focusing on its strengths, like power, aviation, healthcare. But Barbara Noverini with Morningstar says falling oil prices and the slowing growth of emerging markets have been challenges.
Companies like GE that sell equipment into those markets, whether they're infrastructure-related equipment, building materials equipment, those types of sales have slowed.
And those challenges aren't expected to abate anytime soon. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Our senior producer at Marketplace is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Tobin Lowe. Stephanie Hughes produces the Marketplace Tech Report. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.